spiritual medicine, controlling them, proper medicine and diet, then he can recover his health from the disease condition. So we can do like that. We should consider within ourselves the satisfactory characteristic of the ordinary desire, and we should try to make progress following the recommended path of the doctor, the spiritual doctor. And it is also mentioned the shortcut and the easiest way to throw one's at the disposal of his guru, a proper bona fide guru if we have, and blindly follow his directions. Etat sattvam guru bhakta purusho chanjasai. Only one thing, that I must obey my guru. Then whatever circumstances approach us, we shall stick to that creed. Oh, I must obey my guru. Only with this principle of life we can avoid everything, all negative engagements that come to show influence over us, and we can pass over this path and enter into higher domain. The easiest way and shortcut. Etat sattvam guru bhakta. It is written, asankalpat jait kamam. All our ulterior desires should be conquered by asankalpa. I won't enter into any program. No program of my life. I shall do according to my circumstance, what comes, what befalls me. But no previous program. Asankalpa is kama, krodham kama vivarjana. We can conquer anger if we do not have any definite desire. If any hindrance comes to fulfill my desire, I am angry. No desire, no reaction, no anger. Kāvaṁ krodhaṁ yajya, krodhaṁ kāvaṁ yajya. Artha narthi kaya lobhaṁ. We have greed for money. But if we consider what is the reaction of the wealthy persons, scrutinize that, then gradually the greed for wealth will disappear. Ultimately, it cannot fulfill our purpose. Arthanarthi khayaro. Bhayam tattavanas. We have got fear, apprehension, and by analysis of the circumstances, we can remove that. In this way, there are so many things, processes recommended to avoid, to conquer particular desires within us. And in the last, in one word it is said, by only one thing you can conquer the whole. What is that? If you think that I am at the disposal of my Gurudev, I am promised to that, whatever he will say, I must do, otherwise I should have to suffer a great disaster. Anyhow, I can't avoid his direction. If we can stick only to this conduct, then we at once we can get out of all things. And this tendency also is kind of acquired by a sadhu and shastra, these two original things, by association with the saint. That influence will come in me by mental association, not the physical, but mental, rather soul's association, that will enhance the resources of our soul. So association is the best thing which can help us. Association in the similar way, it's a similar thing, and better than myself. Sajatiya Sarasmiti Sadhu Samasatu. Of similar nature and superior than myself. Such association. And there are the program also. Savan Kirtan Smaran Bandhan. Anyway, we shall try to imbibe, to breathe in spiritual atmosphere, neglecting this physical. We shall try to live and breathe in spiritual atmosphere. The faith, the appreciation, that is to get. Not that I shall get in my worldly experience, see with this eye, hear the voice with this ear, that is also possible by His grace, but generally that should not be the error. Faith, the necessity must be increased. The appreciation for that faith, that should be increased, and that can be done with the association of the devotees of similar persons. Those that are in search of Him, I have got some tendency to search Him. And there are others who are also searching Him with deeper endeavor. And to contact with them and to increase intensity of searching Him, that is appreciating Him. And increase our reasons also by the help of the scriptures. Why should I serve Him? Why should I eliminate from my heart our necessity hankering for all other things? Why I should leave the hankering to search my own self, then the higher self, Paramatma, regulating the whole world from within, and the Brahma, all accounting aspects, then all controller of Manda, the owner, the possessor of all majesty and the power. How crossing then my idea will pass to Krishna consciousness, the autocratic Lord, whose sweetness excels all, whose beauty is charm, love. This should be our daily program, to hear about scripture, to hear from the lips of the saints, gradually to increase our greed, our earnestness towards the searching Him. Ultimately, I can't stand, I can't maintain my existence. They are the Without your connection, my Lord, I am quite helpless. And desolate. I cannot survive this helpless condition of mine any longer. Please show some grace to me. In this way, the appreciation, the hankering, it is that the hunger should be increased and the health will come by eating. Health means normal hunger. Who is hungry, he has got health. But food, hungerness, earnestness, not for wine or anything else, but the regular normal diet. Here, the fulfillment of all our inner tendency. There is only one thing which can fulfill all our inner needs, and He is Krishna, who can give engagement, corresponding engagement of all our necessities in life. So scientifically we shall try to approach that point. Just mean Gandhi Shatmundam. If we know Him, everything is known. If we have Him, everything is that God. A central point. By getting whom we will have no other hankering for anything else. The fulfillment of our whole existence, so every atom of our existence. Should we try to get Him, or run after partial fulfillment of our superficial element? In all this way we shall try to understand, and with the help of His agents and His devotees, we shall try to march onward. What is the reaction for which we are running after? Kaam, krodh, lobh, moh, mad, matsarya, padharma, artha, kaam, moksha. Ordinary duty of the worldly life, artha, this money, energy to help in all our activity. So kaam, direct sense pleasure, moksha, and the reactionary stage of retirement from any of these troublesome engagements. Dharmatthaka moksha. Why to analyze them? What is defect there? Why I am running after them? I am going, getting that thing, still unsatisfaction. Then why should I run after those things? I am hungry, I get some food, satisfied temporarily, then again hungry. So, if this is all, I am collecting some money, and it is going very, again I am poor. Considering all these things of the world of experience and their futility, or futile. And this jukti, this is in the one side, and the real side, the positive side is to associate with the saints and to improve by their association, to learn to get higher things. And in higher things also, what is the conception of this higher than the lower, the basis, the principle on which high and the low is judged, all these things will come. And the inner taste, inner feeling, that whether my heart is being satisfied or not, that is a great test, whether in my deep feeling I am satisfied or I am being deceived. I am following a false scent or a real path. All these things should be discussed, and the help is the association of this sadhu is really the great help for all these things, because he is also a suffering like me, and at the same circumstances. And what he have gained, why he is following this, he will be able to explain me. He has got practical experience of all the difficulties I am undergoing. So he will be able to help me practically. And if that is very closer, the help will be more, if you like. Sometimes the saint of the highest type may not be useful so much. So Madhyamadhikari, who is better than me and near about the same plane, that would be more helpful to us. But if I got deep-seated taste, then higher devotees also may help, and that help will be a very higher use. In a short time, that may lead to the higher level. So it is said, a beginner, if he comes in contact with a high class devotee, very shortly he can cross the middle ocean, which is a little difficult, Madhyamadhikari. As the lowest stage, they are more credulous. And then the stage of the comparison with things and understanding why I should do this, why not that, you know, these things will come in the middle age. Until and unless I am in contact with the tasteful brain, then when the taste, the ruchi has come, then the devotee is on safe position. He can, that ruchi, his taste can guide him further. But before the real taste awakens in one's heart, that portion, and only by comparing things on basis of loss and gain, he is trying to make progress towards the reality. That is a little difficult stage, Madhyamadhikara. And in that stage, that sadhu kastra come to our help. So, on the whole, the scriptures and the saints, as much as we should be able to associate with them spiritually, we will be able to conquer all our attraction for these abnormal things, temporary relief. Be guided towards permanent fulfillment, permanent solution of life. From temporary solution and reaction, we shall have to take path towards permanent solution of life and the association of higher elements in life. The comparison has been given. Senses are more important than the object of this experience of our senses. Then our mental feeling is important than our senses. Then our reason is more important than our feeling. In this way, gradual process. So many ways, at every step, we have to take decision whether this way or that way. Every moment we are in the crossing, whether I shall this way or that way, this way or that way. On the whole, my sincerity will guide me. Nahi kalyana kuch kachit durkati mitato gachati. Deception, illusion is there, but the grace of the Lord is also there on the background. So, if I do not be a party independently by pre-decision of mine, I cannot be deceived by any other agents, because they are the guidance high. We won't allow anybody to rob me if I do not associate, I do not commit to associate with him freely. Even the forces are there, but higher forces are also there to look on us. Temporary robbing, misguiding may be possible, but it can't continue if I don't cooperate with that evil power. The higher power, well, the reaction will come soon and he will be punished. So, kallāna kṛtkaṣṭhi turkati tātunacchi. With your cooperation only, pre-cooperation, you can compromise with the evil agents. And not only one-sided influence over you, that cannot stay for a long time, because the other power is to look after that. We are concerned with our small freedom. The small free will that we have got, we are concerned with that only. Just as suppose one is in accident and lost his senses, then when he gets back his sense, he will immediately say, "Oh, my home is there. Please take me to my home, that they will take care of me." So when there is any peeping of our good sense, that will suggest, "Take me home." That is, take me in the association who will take care of my consciousness and life. Sadhu Sangha. Senseless, if the sense comes, then he will say, "Oh, you take me to my home, is there? They will take care of me. I may lose my sense again." So when that spiritual sense will awaken in one, and say, "Who knows, who has got appreciation for this this fine taste, take me there, that association. They know the value of this sense, this sort of arrangement in one sort, and they will take care of me. Home. Take me home. The home is on the, where the people of same interest lives. The same questions will come in our heart repeatedly. We shall hear for the time being, it may be thought as it solved. Again it will come and appear and say, it is a good symptom of life. The boy wants to walk, but he faints. Again he will rise and he will try to walk. The similar thing will be repeated, and then it will be finished. The same question will come again and again, how to get out of this undesirability and to make progress properly without any hindrance, very easy walk towards my goal. This is the symptom of life, progress. I am not getting anything. I am told I shall get so much, but still now I do not get anything positive. If I go to search what is my acquisition in the meantime, mostly I will be disappointed. You know much acquisition I have got so long. It is the transaction with the unknown, unknowable, adukshaya. Only the negative measurement, as you say, that how much hunted by those undesirable desires. They are hunting me in different way, disturbed. So I am not out of the clutches of those undesirable forces. How can I expect to get the association of my spiritual Lord? I have so much impurity still hunting in my heart. This is also the symptom of progress. I do not want them, but they sometimes stealthily enters into my heart and with some exploitation retire, take possession for some time, and then they go. Why they come and enter my heart and take rest in my heart, undesirable, all these things will come and continue for some time, nairantarya, sadhan, dasa, the nishtha, continuous, and the continuity of not the highest stage at once, the interval stages are also there, nishtha, then ruchi, taste, pure taste of the thing is the most valuable, and that can be slowly acquired with the association of the devotee of that level. Everything has got some tendency to spread itself. So this faith in the heart of the sadhu, that is also tending like that. Want to expand itself, and who are near not only physical sense but in the mental sense more near, they get some contamination. Both poison also try to spread itself, and the good thing also try to spread itself. So by the association of the sadhu, we can get, we can imbibe some energy, sort of high quality from in me, and that can improve and convince me in our path and destination more and more. It is no, no doubt, it is very rare, sudurlabha, it is very rarely found, fortunately, sudurlabha. And it is very difficult to find out taste for that thing, for God. That is who represents the whole goodness, represented by controller of all good. I am so bored, I want his connection, his association. So much boldness. What small I am, if I look around me, I can understand what teeny position I have got. And for me to get the association of the highest controller of everything, is it so easy? The ambition of the ambitious, the greatest ambition ever found in the world, to be object of love of the greatest entity. But he is accommodating, all accommodating. He is not bankrupt, that is my hope. And for the, he has got some sympathy for the lowest thing in his kingdom. So that is our hope. Na prema gandhasti varabhi. In one side we say the devotee and Mahaprabhu himself showing the example. Our devotee is crying hard, wailing hard. And at the same time, I do not get a speck, only a drop of it. Not a drop of divine love I have got yet. But his tendency to get that, how dangerous to our position. His ways and his means, his example, how intense, how hankering, of what degree. I don't get Krishna. His restlessness, I can't stand without Krishna's association, but I can't get that because I do not possess a real taste for him a little. Otherwise he is so magnanimous, he is so great, he must have accepted me, but I am not the least pure with for his association. The whole fault is in my part. It is on my part. I am not getting him. The fault is mine. And no fault with him. He is faultless. This fault. As much as his one gets, so much he desires madly. Madly desirous of having him. Because anyhow, indirect taste he has got, everything eliminated, only one thing concentrated, and he is madly demanding that, and still say, I don't get even a speck. One gentleman in Madras, he told, your highest idea this is Chaitanya Dev, but if we think and if we read about him, that position is a dangerous thing. so madly searching for something and without getting his conditions of separations, that is creating fear in us. But the only answer I had, we had, যে ভিতরে আনন্দময়, বাহিরে বিসর্জনা হয়, ভিতরে আনন্দময়। So much for money as a capitalist who has got much. As more as he has got money, the more he hankers after that. Radharaj can't live without that, and losing all this. I could not get a drop of love for Krishna. The wealth is that. The wealth is that who has got most, she will say, I do not get. But no possibility of any conception. I was like to leave it. You have not got it, you leave the path and take some other direction. That is impossible of the impossible. I can't leave this. The very path is, the searching is so very sweet. searching is sweet. Can't leave. Searching. You are so intensely searching, still you did not get a drop. Then leave this campaign. No. Impossible. Then it is sweet there also. In the searching also there is sweetness. When one is there in the real sense, and the sham thing, the imitation, that is always vacant. Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari. I can't control my desire. I don't have any real position in the search of Krishna. What is in the background? That I want that, but I am not successful in my acquisition. A good sign. How to get relief of these undesirable elements that has entered into my mind and are taking possession of me so long, life after life. How to get up these undesirable friends? They come to make friends with me, but I think undesirable. Now how to get out of their influence? Then sometimes I'm disgusted with this. Skavadinam kathina kathira palita dutnivisa. Tishang yata mainu karuna. I do not want them, but they do not release me. Oh my Lord, please come to my help to save my faith. Friends of so long time in the past, I was a captive of those friends, and I'd like to come to you to make friendship with you. But these old friends are not leaving me at all. I am disgusted with them, but they won't leave me. Now, please be gracious and save me from my friends. God save me from my friends. It is easy to get relief from the enemies, but it is difficult to get relief from the hands of the friends. Sattva-gun is more dangerous than tamogun, rajogun. Lower faculties, they retire easily, but the so-called higher things, association, their durability is greater, longevity is greater, they don't like to vanish easily. So you can easily get from the bad habits, but it is difficult to get out of the dutiful characteristic of the world, dharma. We can get from adharma, from sinful action. But virtue, so-called virtue, virtuous tendency, so many friends, it is difficult to get out of them for the exclusive dedication of life to the real center. So God saved me from my friends, already saved from the enemies, but now necessity to be released from the hands of the friends, so-called friends. Sarva-dharmam parityajya. All phases of duty you will have to abandon, and you would have to come to me then. No obligation anywhere else, good or bad. Exclusively you are going to come, want me, you are to come to me exclusively. Empty-handed, penniless, you have to come to me. And you will get everything from here, more and more. Previous acquired things that must be given up. Come to me naked, and I shall supply everything for you. A different element. Any contamination of that world, that will not be helpful for you to live here. Sattva-dharmān parityajyamāṁ ekaṁ saraṇaṁ. One, I am alone in one side, and all your prospects together another side. You have to leave all your prospects to the extreme and come single-handed, naked to me. I want that. You are mine. I want you also. Not with any dress from other place. No any tinge or any color, any influence whatsoever, any scent whatsoever from outside. Wholesale mind. I am Adhyaya. I have got no second. I am secondless person. So I can't tolerate any existence of any second thing. I can't tolerate the possibility of any second existence. I am all harmonized, all in all. All good. But so necessarily I am absolute, I am autocrat. Because I am all good, no contamination. So necessarily I am alone, I am full one. All good cannot but be absolute, autocrat.